News that Western Cape Judge President John Klopper is going to court in an attempt to prevent his suspension and possible impeachment. Klopper was found guilty of misconduct for trying to influence two judges to rule in favor of former President Jacob Zuma during his 2008 corruption trial. That's two constitutional court judges, of course. Klopper says the process which found him guilty should be declared unconstitutional and invalid. The JSC, the Judicial Services Commission, will meet on the 20th of September, that's next week, to decide whether or not they will recommend his suspension to the president. So let's unpack this now with Zikhona Ndlebe, Research and Advocacy Officer at Judges Matter Organization. Zikhona, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. When the decision was made that he would be suspended or that there will be a recommendation to the president around this from the JSC, there was always the possibility that there could be a court challenge. Was this anticipated?
Well, you're correct. There was always a possibility that he will challenge the outcome of the JSC. And his attorney did say that they will be challenging this, well, the outcome of the JSC. So it's not a surprise that he has actually finally gone to court to challenge the outcome. So we did expect it because they had said that they would be challenging it.
So how exactly does this work now? If he does go to court, could a high court, for example, make a finding on whether or not this decision or this process was unconstitutional and invalid? Mm. Or do we follow the process through through Parliament, through the presidency? What takes precedence, I suppose?
Okay. You know, I think the problem with what's happening now is that although the JSC has made the final decision, and now the decision was was to be made by the National Assembly, and the suspension decision was to be made by is to be made by the President. Because Judge President Klopper has now gone to court, the if impact is that the court must now decide whether there's merit to his case, the application that he has brought. And while the court is doing that, everything is basically brought to a halt until the court makes a decision based on the application that he has made, he has brought to court. So once the court hears part A and part B of the application, which part A is an interdict, it's basically an interdict, which is aimed to prevent the impeachment proceedings from taking place and the suspension from taking place. Once the court hears that, and the court can decide whether there is merit to the request to interdict the suspension and the impeachment. And if once the court decides whether there is merit to that, then everything is brought to a halt. The parliamentary process comes to a standstill. But if the court decides that there is no merit to Judge President Klopper seeking to interdict the suspension and his impeachment, the impeachment process by Parliament, then that process by Parliament will have to continue. But we have to wait until the matter is before court on the 22nd of September to see what the court will have to decide.
This has already been dragging on for over a decade. This could just delay it even further then, is what you're saying, if the court could decide. And then you've got a situation where a high court judge needs to be making a decision that is related to a judge president and the JSC. This is really tricky territory.
It is. There are a lot of dynamics that come into play because you're a high court judge, and the person that is before you as the applicant is a judge president, someone who ranks higher than you. So the question will be, will there be any perception of impartiality, bias, etc.? But because there's a code of conduct, there are rules that judges have to adhere to. A judge has to make sure that they apply the law, regardless of who it is that appears before that judge. And you must also know that the president and people in higher places also appear before our courts, but judges have to ensure that they dispense with the law fairly and impartially. It is quite tricky. And as you said, that it might drag because even with these court processes, there are different stages to each matter. So if the High Court decides that there is no merit and then Judge President Klopper decides to appeal, then he has that right to appeal as well. But the question will be, while he appeals as a High Court decision, it's possible that the impeachment process will still be undertaken or suspended, and the suspension as well. So it's very tricky.
Okay, sure. I'm sure we'll be speaking again, Zikhona. Thank you so much for helping us unpack that. Zikhona Ndlebe, Research and Advocacy Officer at Judges Matter. This is really interesting territory because now John Khlope is going to court in an attempt to prevent his suspension and possible impeachment. And as Zikhona is saying, that could then halt the process even further. And how hard would it be for a High Court judge to rule on this matter?